Joanna, the biggest summer of netball has been planned, but we'll have a look at that in a second. Let's start on the World Cup, weeks away. We've just heard from Lindsay, but are you happy with how her and the rest of the teams have just got on and embraced it?
Oh, completely. I mean, it's 6 years ago we pitched for this, Andy. You know, it's been a six-year journey to get us to this point, but Lindsay and her team have just done an incredible job. You know, the logistics behind it are working beautifully well. We've had great response from all the nations, and for me in particular, because England Netball obviously underwrote this competition, the fact that we've hit all the commercial targets and sold over 90,000 tickets, that is the thing that gives me the most comfort, because we can really plan now to make sure that the athletes and the fans have the most extraordinary experience. So couldn't be happier at this moment in time.
That's the thing as well, almost just making the whole thing something special and making lasting memories for everybody that's going.
That's exactly what we want to do. You know, we know we'll have lots of existing netball fans going, but we want to make sure that people that have never seen the sport live before fall in love with it and want to come back and want to come back and watch the domestic league or the Vitality Roses taking to court at another time. And there's a big legacy piece from England Netball here to inspire, you know, yet another generation to play. And we saw the impact that Commonwealth Games gold medal had, and we hope that the World Cup, whether we win or not win, has, you know, delivers the same sort of legacy that that's delivered, and that's the most important thing to us.
In the past we've spoken about the sport being on TV and reaching that wider audience. The fact that it's on BBC too, it's almost like that Wimbledon big major sporting event kind of feeling.
It absolutely is. I mean, it's the point that we have been working to. You and I have spoken about this before, and Sky have been an incredible supporter of ours.
Yeah.
And for them to work collaboratively with the BBC is just, it's so important for the sport. And that's right, a whole new audience will see this. The content that's going behind it, the promotion from both Sky and the BBC pre the World Cup is so important for us. And you've probably seen us on The One Show. It's on Sky Sportswoman. You know, it's endless coverage as a build-up to the event. And it is so important. And it is that moment where, same as on the Gold Coast, we took our sport to a huge audience. This will take our sport yet again to a bigger audience. And our broadcast deal with Sky is up in 2020. And we hope that other people, you know, look at this and think, this is a property we'd really like to engage with. So, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to find fault in something around the World Cup or try and say something negative, but at the moment I'm touching wood like mad. It's going so well.
We see events around this, the archive that's going to be up and running in Heritage Quay, the fan village in Liverpool's been announced, and things like that just add to the overall experience.
They do, and that's so important for us. We want people who've come before us that have spent many, many years, you know, 90 years building this sport. We want them to be celebrated through the heritage piece. The fan park will be really important. If you haven't got a ticket, you can still get along and experience the fun of it. And all of that will be leading to the legacy of the event. And we've actually just launched a new campaign called Pledge Your Court. That's really important to us, that when people watch this, not only do they embrace the sport, but they go out and have a go at it afterwards.
Pledge Your Court, what's the thinking behind that?
Well, we sat down as a team and kind of said, you know, after these major events, what does everybody want to do? And you see it, you know, there is that Wimbledon factor. We see that it's the moment after people have watched it, they want to have a go. If they've got to wait 3 weeks, they just don't do it. That moment goes away.
And it's a spike, isn't it?
It is. It's that moment when they see it and they think, I want to go. And we're actually talking about Amazonifying it. It's a bit like, I see the product, I want to buy. And that's what we're trying to do. So we want people to see it, love it, and immediately on that Monday, go and turn up at a court and have a go. And hopefully once they do, we keep them. But it's that immediate effect that a world-class competition can have. And I don't think another sport has tried to do that yet. So I know when I shared my idea with the development team, they were all a bit like, oh my God, can we really do this, Joe? And I was like, this is netball, we can do anything. Come on, let's do it. And it went live, and we've had a great response of people pledging their court. So, yeah, we want schools, we want leisure providers, anybody just to give us a court on that Monday for free. We'll deliver a coach there, and let's put sessions on for people who've never had a go, but they've watched it and thought, I'd love to have a go.
Building all levels of the game, really, isn't it? And just getting people active, getting people involved.
It is, and we've seen the impact, you know, the impact on social and mental well-being, and it's such a big government agenda. that this is about getting people active again and moving again. But back to netball and walking netball, we've seen the benefits. You know, 97% of women that did back to netball said that they actually felt better, they felt happier, they felt more socially engaged. That's what's so important about this sport. We don't just deliver physical activity. We deliver everything around women and girls that just makes them feel whole again. And that's what's important. You know, if you watch it and you're inspired and you rock up on the Monday, just literally, doesn't matter what you wear, you'll feel better when you leave that court. You absolutely will, because it won't be competitive. It'll be about chucking a ball around, having a laugh with another group of women that probably haven't played for years and just thought, I want to give that a go. I saw it. Let's just have a go. So it's so important to the nation's health. It is.
Physically speaking, then, I've got a gym. How do I get registered online to take part in this?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, you can register there. But obviously, to actually register to play, you can't do it until we've got all the courts registered. So at the moment, we're getting the facilities organised and we're getting the coaches organised. And then closer to the World Cup, you'll see a link on our site which will allow you to see where your nearest court is and what times you can turn up on that Monday. So you've just got to give us a little bit of time. The campaign has just gone live, so we've got to get all those courts booked first of all. But then we'll send out loads of information how people can get involved.
And I'm maybe an official, but I haven't really got a court. Would there be ways for me to help in that way as well?
Yeah, obviously you're going to have some sort of coaching requirement. So those are the sorts of people that we're looking for. We're looking for anybody who's got a netball coaching qualification to come along and help facilitate those sessions. And that might just be a host, you know, it might just be a walking netball host. So it's anybody, it's people like that. We want them to pledge their time on the Monday.
Will there be somewhere where we can eventually find a list of all the locations signed up?
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll all be on the England Netball website. It'll be out there probably just at the start of the World Cup, because we want to get as many courts as possible pledged and we want to get as many people pledged as coaches. So it'll probably be just before the World Cup that we actually then launch those sessions. Because the really important bit for us is that people see netball that maybe don't currently play. That's the important thing for us. On that Monday, existing netballers have lots of opportunities to play. That Monday is about people who have never played before. And that's why we want the link, really, to find the places to play, to go up just as the World Cup goes live, because it's those people we want to inspire.
People who've maybe enjoyed an England victory, shall we say, the night before?
We're doing the same as the Commonwealth Games. We just want to make it to that final. And we haven't got an easy draw. You know, if anybody looks at that draw, it's not an easy draw. We're giving out the same message as we did for the Commonwealth Games. Let's just try and get to that final. And at a final, anything can happen.
We've heard from Lindsay. We don't really know how many of the games she'll be able to watch. Will you be there in person? Will you be there with your little England flag?
I will be there. I'm going up from the 7th because we have the INF Congress for a few days before the World Cup actually takes place. So I'll be up in Liverpool for a good, I think, nearly 3 weeks, minimum 3 weeks I will be up there. I will be able to see the games. I'm very, very lucky. I was able to go over to the Gold Coast, but you don't enjoy them in the same way as you enjoy them as a fan. It is the most stressful hour of your life watching that, because so much depends on it, so much about the future of England netball, our broadcast deal, commercial partners, participation. When you're the CEO of a sport, you watch a game in a very different way. But I'm extremely lucky. I will be up there, but the team have got me doing all sorts of things. I don't think I'll stop for 3 weeks, Andy. They've got me doing absolutely everything. And I've just said, just book me out, whatever you want me to do, just book me out. So my diary is pretty full, but I will watch those games, yes.
But the nice thing is you're able to share it with the likes of Claire and Karen as well from our other nations locally, so it just adds to the whole event, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. I mean, to see Scotland and Northern Ireland there is just great, and obviously One Nation had to miss out, and yeah. I so feel for Wales. You know, the job that Sarah Jones is doing is just fantastic, and we really felt for Wales, but you know, there are only those couple of places, and Karen's done a great job getting Northern Ireland there, and Scotland being in our group. It's just going to be a fantastic celebration of netball, and it's a great time when all the CEOs of the nations all around the world come together at Congress, and we share ideas and thoughts and look at how we grow the game globally. And we were delighted to announce our nomination of Liz Nicol for INF president. So let's hope Liz also gets voted in at that Congress, which will just again, you know, move netball on. So we are campaigning for Liz now, and we hope we get the nation's support. And actually at Congress, we find out whether or not she is the next president. And then obviously she'll be there with Molly throughout the entire World Cup. So
fantastic.
Fingers crossed we campaign globally for her.
Yeah. More information then online now, englandnetball.co.uk, the biggest summer of netball. Thanks, Jo. Let's try and get involved and do the very best we can, get people playing the sport.
Thanks, Andy, and thanks for your support as always.